Welcome back to the Questions for My Pastor podcast, where we aim to answer your questions on the Bible, the Christian life, faith, anything really in 5 minutes or less. My name is James, and I'm the pastor here at SAR Fellowship. We are an international church in the Kingdom of Bahrain. This week's question, or the next question up for us, is probably something that you've heard before, maybe even thought about, wrestled with, prayed about before. Did God create evil? So we will grab a timer and we'll try and do this in 5 minutes or less. It's really important to say that these are massive questions and we're trying to give a really brief answer. If you want to go deeper into it, I'd love to talk to you about it. My contact details are in the show notes below or on the church website, which is sarfellowship.com. But for now, in 5 minutes or less, did God create evil? Short answer is no. And we'll probably pause there after 5 seconds. But I think it's really helpful first for us to define what is evil. We think, you know, if God created all things, and evil must have been created by God. You know, he says, I made light and dark, I made good and evil. So what is evil? It's really important for us to understand, to know that evil is not really a thing. Biblically, scripturally, evil is not a thing like the microphone that I'm speaking into or the computer that I'm sitting in front of. You can't have a box full of evil. In and of itself, it doesn't exist. Really, evil is the absence, the void created by the lack of good. Think about driving down the road and there's a giant hole in the road. We talk about that. We say there's a hole, there's a pothole. What is that hole? It's not something in itself that you can pick up and carry and do anything with. The hole is the lack of road that you've just driven through and hopefully not punctured your tire. So if we go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, we read about the creation of the world, and then in chapter 2, very typically Hebrew style, we go back into it and we get a little bit more detail. But Genesis chapter 1, it's all good. You know, Genesis chapter 1, 31 says, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and there was evening and there was morning the sixth day. Nowhere in Genesis chapter 1 that I've ever read did God make evil. Everything that he made is good. Scripture tells us in so many places that God is good, God is love, so he is not evil. So this kind of backs up this truth that evil is the lack of something good. And one of the things we read of in Genesis 1 and again in Genesis 2 is the creation of people, and elsewhere in Scripture of angels as well. But because God is a God of love, and wanted the best for his creation, one of the tremendous gifts that we're given is the gift of free will. We're not pre-programmed, we're not robots kind of, you know, in some kind of simulation. So God wants what is good for us. He wants us to get on board with his program and in his creation, but we have a choice whether to do that. So when we choose what is good, it's good. We choose what is holy and righteous, and we're living our lives after the way God designed and decided. But when we choose to do things that are against who he is, against what he says, Scripture often calls that sin. It would be also very accurate to call that evil. We have chosen to leave out something good from our lives, and then God hasn't created that, but because we are beings with free will, when we choose to do things that leave out the good, leave out the God from our lives, the gap, the space, the hole in the road in our lives, so to speak, is sin. That's evil. It's the absence of good. It's the absence of a God-centered choice. So very, very briefly, did God create evil? No, because it's the lack of good. It's the lack of a godly choice and decision, action. If God had pre-programmed us to completely never, ever, ever be able to choose evil, the relationships all around us would be very, very different. We wouldn't relate to God in the same way because he would be our pre-programming master and overlord, not a God that we want to love and serve and emulate and share with other people. about. And I read recently that God allowed for the possibility of evil in this wonderful gift of free will that he gave us so that we could genuinely choose whether or not we wanted to serve him. When we do, it is good, and when we don't, it is evil. So all of that to say, with 10 seconds left, did God create evil? No, because evil is not a thing in itself. It's the absence of the good and the godly. If this is something that you want to go deeper with, if you want to talk about why does God then allow, why does he allow evil? If you want to go deeper into this, please do reach out. I would love to hear from you. But until next time, God bless.